We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Maya, you've been working on making AI comprehensible. What are you seeing?
It's intentional obfuscation, Alex. Companies use terms like machine learning and neural networks to sound sophisticated, but they're actively avoiding plain language. Last week, I sat with a grandmother trying to understand why her insurance claim was denied by an algorithm.
From the library perspective, we're seeing information deserts. People come in asking about ChatGPT because it's in the news, but they have no framework for understanding automated decision-making that's already affecting them daily. Let's start there. What's the most basic misunderstanding you encounter? People think AI is either Terminator or magic. There's no middle ground. When I explain that their Netflix recommendations are AI, they look shocked. The media literacy gap is staggering. At the senior center, they think AI is something futuristic. Meanwhile, their Medicare decisions are being made by algorithms they can't see or challenge. And that's by design. I've interviewed tech executives who explicitly say complexity protects their business model. If people understood how recommendation algorithms work, they'd use social media differently.
Exactly. The first principle of critical AI literacy isn't learning tools, it's understanding power. Who benefits from this confusion?
Walk me through that insurance example. What happened when you tried to explain it?
The company letter said our proprietary assessment model determined. I asked the grandmother what she thought that meant. She said, "A computer looked at my file, but it's so much more invasive than that."
This is where we need better metaphors. I've started using kitchen examples. Your data is like ingredients. The algorithm is like a recipe, but the chef is hidden and won't tell you what they're cooking. Even that might be too abstract. I use traffic lights. You understand red means stop, green means go. But imagine if the rules changed every day and no one told you why. The seniors relate better to medical analogies. Your data is like symptoms. The AI is like a doctor who never met you making a diagnosis. But here's the manipulation. Companies want you to think it's that neutral. They don't want you knowing about training bias, profit incentives, surveillance capitalism. Let's break down specific domains. Miguel, start with media literacy. What do people most need to understand? Pattern recognition, not the technical kind, human pattern recognition. Is this video slightly too perfect? Does this comment section feel artificially unanimous? Why am I suddenly seeing tons of content about one topic?
That's teaching backwards from effects to causes. Smart. Instead of explaining GANs, you help them notice what feels off.
We do the same with research literacy. I don't explain language models. I ask, does this paragraph sound like it's saying something without saying anything? The tells are getting subtle, though. Deepfakes aren't just obviously bad lip sync anymore. We need to teach skepticism without paranoia. The seniors are actually better at this sometimes. They remember party lines, propaganda. They just need the connection made explicit. What about consumer algorithms? How do you explain recommendation engines?
I use the pushy salesperson analogy. Imagine a store where the salesperson follows you home, goes through your garbage, listens to your conversations, then rearranges the entire store just for you next time.
And hides all the exits. The algorithm doesn't just recommend, it shapes what you think is available. Library patrons get angry when they understand this. Why didn't anyone tell me Facebook was doing that? Because the confusion is profitable. The workplace surveillance is worse. Productivity algorithms that track bathroom breaks, emotion detection in video calls, automated performance reviews based on metrics you can't see. My daughter's a nurse. Her hospital schedules are AI generated. The algorithm doesn't understand why putting her on nights after her kid's recital matters. How do you explain these workplace systems to affected workers?
Start with their lived experience. You know how the schedule never makes sense? It's not a person being thoughtless. It's a program maximizing efficiency metrics.
Then you teach them to document patterns. Keep your own records. The algorithm might be unfair, but you need evidence. We've created tracking templates, simple spreadsheets where workers can note scheduling patterns, productivity scores, anything that affects them. The gig economy apps are laboratories for this. Drivers know something's controlling their lives, but can't articulate what. Teaching them about algorithmic management is like turning on a light. But it's also depressing. Knowing you're being manipulated doesn't always mean you can stop it. Let's talk about civic algorithms, government use of AI.
This is where obfuscation meets bureaucracy. Predictive policing, benefit algorithms, child welfare scoring, all hidden behind proprietary methods and administrative complexity.
I teach the concept of algorithmic redlining. Same discrimination, digital methods, your zip code, shopping patterns, social networks become proxies for race and class. People need to understand their data shadows. Everything you do online creates patterns that get fed into these systems. That loyalty card discount costs more than you think. The housing algorithms are insidious. Rental applications scored by AI, mortgage rates influenced by data brokers most people never heard of. We had a workshop on credit scores. Even that basic algorithm people don't understand. Add AI layers and it's incomprehensible. How do you make something that complex understandable?
Concrete examples. Remember when you Googled bankruptcy lawyers after your divorce? That search is still affecting your insurance rates.
I use the permanent record analogy. Remember how teachers threatened that? It's real now, it's just digital. And it's not just what you do, it's who you know. Social network analysis means your cousin's bankruptcy might affect your loan application. The health algorithms terrify me most. Diagnostic AI sounds great until you realize it's trained on biased data. Black women's pain underdiagnosed by doctors becomes encoded in AI. My friend was denied coverage because an algorithm decided her chronic condition would be too expensive. No human ever reviewed it. What about financial AI, credit decisions, loan approvals?
Classic obfuscation territory. Your application was processed by our advanced decisioning system. Translation. We fed your life into a black box and it said no.
I teach people to demand explanations. In Europe, GDPR gives that right. Here we need to fight for it. But even with explanations, they're designed to confuse. Your debt-to-income ratio combined with behavioral indicators. What behavioral indicators? Shopping at certain stores? Living in certain neighborhoods? The payday loan apps are predatory AI at its worst. They analyze desperation patterns, time disbursements for maximum fees, create addiction cycles, and target the elderly. These robocalls about Medicare advantages, reverse mortgages, all AI-driven to find vulnerable seniors. So how do we build real AI literacy? What's the framework?
First principle, understand you're being analyzed constantly. Second, know that confusion benefits someone. Third, document everything. Fourth, demand transparency.
I add, trust your instincts. If something feels manipulative, it probably is. AI doesn't remove human motivation, it amplifies it. Community learning is key. Individual literacy isn't enough against systemic manipulation. We need collective understanding. And regulatory literacy. Know your rights, even if they're limited. CCPA, GDPR, industry-specific regulations, boring but powerful. Don't forget intergenerational teaching. Seniors have wisdom about propaganda. Youth understand tech. Together, they're stronger. What about the emotional component? Learning you're being manipulated is disturbing.
Anger is appropriate. Channel it into action. Join privacy advocacy groups. Support right to know legislation. Demand algorithmic accountability.
But also practice digital minimalism. You don't have to feed the beast. Use cash. Avoid loyalty programs. Compartmentalize your online presence. Libraries are privacy havens. We don't track reading habits. We fight surveillance. We offer anonymous internet. Use us. The tragedy is people blame themselves. I should have known better. No, systems designed to confuse you succeeded. That's not your failure. Self-compassion is part of literacy. You can't know everything, but you can keep learning. What specific skills should people develop first?
Question patterns. Why am I seeing this ad now? Why did this recommendation appear? Who benefits from my engagement with this content?
Source verification. Not just is this fake news, but why was this created? Understand incentive structures. Data hygiene. use different emails for different purposes, lie creatively on forms that don't legally require truth, pollute your data trail. Learn to read terms of service, at least key sections. Privacy policies are designed to exhaust you, but key permissions are findable. Build support networks. Online privacy is lonely. Find your people, share strategies, learn together. Let's talk about children and AI literacy.
Start young, but age appropriate. Elementary kids can understand computers are watching what you do online. Teens can grasp algorithmic influence.
YouTube's algorithm hijacking kids' attention spans. Parents need to understand that educational content can still be exploitation. We teach kids about stranger danger, but give them devices that invite strangers into their bedrooms via algorithms. The generational divide is real, though. Kids understand interfaces, but not infrastructures. They know how to use TikTok, not how TikTok uses them. Grandparents teaching grandkids about propaganda while grandkids teach tech. That's powerful intergenerational literacy. What about language barriers? AI literacy for non-English speakers.
Massive gap. Tech companies barely translate interfaces, much less explain their systems. We're creating workshops in Spanish, Mandarin, Arabic, but it's not enough.
Cultural translation matters too. Collectivist cultures might understand data harvesting differently than individualist ones. One size doesn't fit all. Libraries are doing heroic work here. Multilingual digital literacy programs that include AI components, but we're underfunded and overwhelmed. The exploitation is worse for immigrant communities. Predatory services use AI to target language barriers, documentation status, cultural unfamiliarity. My ESL students are shocked when I explain their translation apps are collecting data about their private conversations. What gives you hope in this landscape?
People's hunger to understand. Once they grasp the basics, they want more. The aha moments when someone realizes they're not stupid, the system is deceptive.
Youth activism. Kids organizing against facial recognition in schools, demanding algorithm transparency. They get it. Community resilience. Mutual aid groups sharing privacy tools. Churches teaching digital sanctuary. Neighborhoods creating mesh networks. Whistleblowers and researchers exposing these systems. Every leaked document teaching us how manipulation works. Elders' wisdom about resistance. They've seen information control before. Their skepticism is protective once properly directed. Final thoughts on building AI literacy.
It's not about making everyone a programmer. It's about recognizing patterns of power and profit hiding behind technological complexity.
Media literacy is survival now. If you can't evaluate information critically, algorithms will do your thinking for you. Use every resource available. Libraries, community centers, online courses, but learn collectively, not alone. Demand journalism that explains, not just reports. We need translators between tech complexity and human understanding. Remember that confusion is a choice tech companies made. Your clarity is resistance. The pattern across all domains is clear. Deliberate complexity, protecting extraction and manipulation. But understanding is possible. And with understanding comes power. Next week, we'll see how healthcare systems encode these same patterns of obfuscation into life and death algorithms. Until then, keep questioning what you're not supposed to understand.